Roll back the clock to the late 1800s, and the people of Two Harbors, Minnesota would tell you this company was a flop. In fact, the stock was considered worthless. However, today, it's that initial business failure that has its own museum in town. We'll go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross Soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
It didn't appear as if the new company on the banks of Lake Superior was headed to success.
Several prominent businessmen decided to get together and mine what they thought was corundum, which was an abrasive material. Well, what they thought was corundum wasn't, so the company failed several times. They kept putting money into it, but they just couldn't seem to make it work.
Mel Sando says the flop is well remembered in this town.
After their first year of being in business, their original stock certificates weren't worth a shot of whiskey.
It's hard to imagine such a company would be memorialized, but that's because they later found success.
Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, 3M, originated here in Two Harbors. The articles of incorporation were written here by a lawyer.
The lawyer's office is today a historic site, but it took several years for 3M to develop its niche.
Eventually, Ordway and McKnight would get their hands on the company, and they would build it up, and it grew with the automobile industry. Of course, 3M building wet and dry sandpaper to create the modern-looking cars back in the 1920s and 30s.
But we don't know 3M for sandpaper. Instead, it was the products they used to attach the sand to the paper that made them famous.
You're going to recognize that it's adhesive that they're very famous for. You know, the tapes, of course, post-it notes. You know, we now take those for granted. Everybody uses them all over the place. And it's the types of adhesives that 3M developed.
It's the roots of a large company that all began here with a failed mining venture. Traveling the countryside in Two Harbors, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.